Welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report with your host, Michael Patrick Leahy.
6:17 a.m. We welcome to our newsmaker line now our very good friend Dominic Sansone, who is now a PhD student at Hillsdale and who has reported extensively on Eastern Europe and the war in Ukraine, the Russian invasion of Ukraine for us. Dominic, welcome.
Hey, Michael. Good to talk to you.
Are you up in the far north in Michigan?
I am. I'm back up north over the Mason-Dixon line.
Do you miss Nashville already?
I do. I really do. I miss it a lot.
How cold is it up there? It's probably nice summer weather up there.
Yeah, it's not too bad, but I can already feel it in the air, fall coming on.
You can feel it in the air. And, of course, Hillsdale, it's a beautiful place up there, but it's sort of isolated, right?
Yeah, it is certainly a gem, that's for sure. It's been excellent so far.
Have you begun your PhD studies yet?
This week will begin, but I've met all my classmates, my professors, and I got to say it's really refreshing seeing that there's still people out here there who love this country and are willing to fight for it.
You have a couple of columns at the Epoch Times I want to talk about. I want to start with this first, firing FBI leadership isn't enough. What I found interesting was also your own personal experience. I guess you had been on a track to go into the national intelligence agencies. You were at Johns Hopkins for a bit?
That's right. I was at Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies, which is a pretty renowned finishing school, sort of, for people to get on a track to get into the intelligence agencies.
Now, tell us about why you left there after a year.
So from my experience, you know, and there was good people, of course, there's the professors, but there was just a kind of trend that ran through the entire program that, you know, really didn't look too favorably on the American founding, if it was talked about at all, and sort of kind of focused on this, which we've seen, obviously, over the events of the past couple weeks, this feeling, this general sentiment that the proper locus of power, of control in this country lies with experts, with the federal bureaucracy, with the technocrats who, you know, have these advanced degrees and are credentialed, even if they don't necessarily, you know, like anything about the United States in particular, or, you know, feel that we're an exceptional country in any way, they believe that they are the ones who should be pulling the strings.
Well, yeah, that's a theme here that comes throughout. Now, at Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies, you write, graduates of the school regularly join the intelligence services, and many of my colleagues, your colleagues, had such aspirations. I can promise you that few, if any, were driven by love of country, unless that country was defined by LGBT art exhibitions in Williamsburg or by Washington Beltway cocktail parties. These were firm believers in the Mueller investigation and Russian collusion hoax. Defending the Constitution, please. Ask them about the right to bear arms or their views on hate speech.
Right.
Elaborate on that, if you would, a little bit.
Yeah, so again, I think it's sort of this cosmopolitan type mindset where these people do not necessarily have any roots in the United States outside of these major metropolitan areas like New York or Washington, which is kind of, I tried to say, in a witty way there. You know, and again, when it comes to the Constitution, the idea that they were in it to defend the right of the citizenry to choose a leader, I mean, that was laughable to me. Again, like I said, with the Russia collusion hoax, with anything, I mean, these were people who had, you know, resist stickers on the back of their laptops, you know. So you know the ideological type these were, and that's what they really were. That's what I found, at least, and that's what I think is speaking in that article when I talked about trying to really look at the people who are being hired into these agencies and what qualifications they're being hired on. I think that a certain ideological mindset is mandatory. If you have, you know, forget about being neutral. I think you need to actively exhibit that you are of the right, the right mindset, the right belief system that the elite, if you will, agree with, that they are purporting to defend.
Dominic, I think we're going to have to, we've lost, we've got some static here. This is a problem that we've had a couple times. Oh, are we back? Dominic, are you there? Have we lost you?
Okay. Muted him.
Okay. Dominic, we've lost you on this. I don't know what it is, but We'll try it. You're on mute right now, Dominic. We're going to try to get you back. We ran into this problem with our phones yesterday. We don't know if it's the National Security Agency or somebody else messing with our communications. Patrick, let's try and bring...
We'll call him back.
We're going to call you back, Dominic, on a different line. Right now. We're going to call you back, Dominic. But while we're doing that, I'm going to read a little bit from Dominic's story about his time at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies. At his orientation, he said he received a talk from, he and his colleagues received a talk from John McLaughlin, former acting director of the CIA and a resolute anti-Trump activist. He was one of the proud signees of the abject lie that the Hunter Biden story was Russian disinformation. No, the laptop was real. It really was. But what Dominic goes on to say is, this is the operating procedure of Bolsheviks. The truth is relative. The ends always justify the means. And they are the only ones who properly know how to wield power for the betterment of all. Your job is to shut up and accept their benevolent rule. Dominic, your thoughts on that statement you just made?
Yeah, I think that's accurate. And what a convenient time for my phone to cut out before, huh? No, but that's correct. I think these are individuals who, again, Victor Davis Hanson, I quoted him at the end, really summarized it very eloquently. They believe that this is a matter of national security, or really that it's a threat to the Republic. That's what they've tried to press on the American people through J6, now through the Mar-a-Lago raid, through all these things. So for them, it's a revolutionary time, and that requires revolutionary means. And I don't think really hiding that anymore, which is why you have people across the political spectrum. I mean, you had Andrew Cuomo come out, Alan Dershowitz, people who are not necessarily anywhere close or friendly to the right, come out and say that, this needs to be explained. We need to investigate what's going on here.
Compare and contrast the difference between your colleagues when you were at Johns Hopkins School of International Studies with your colleagues up in Hillsdale, where you're in a PhD program. What's the difference between your colleagues?
Well, it's drastic, that's for sure. Here at Hillsdale, everyone I've spoken to is genuinely interested in not only defending the United States of America, the Constitution, what this country was founded on, its ideals and principles, but really understanding them in their fullness, in context and what's going on and how it relates to today, how we should interpret current events through what the country was founded on, and what we have to do to try to return to some semblance of limited government and a constitutional republic as this country was founded upon.
How long is your PhD program up there at Hillsdale, Dominic?
So at least 5 years, usually 4 years, I believe, to get a good dissertation idea. And then, once I write it, it could depend, a year, 2 years from there. So 5, 6 years potentially.
Do you intend to continue your line of inquiry on Eastern Europe, or are you going to develop some other area of thought?
Yeah, no, I would like to continue to look at Eastern Europe geopolitically. I'm also, of course, very interested in the American founding. I'd like to maybe look at like a comparative study philosophically of the American Revolution versus the Russian Bolshevik Revolution. Not necessarily because Russia is still Bolshevik, but I think because a lot of those trends, as we've talked about, are really still seen today. And I think it's something that needs to really be understood and investigated and see how...
Has anyone ever done a comparative ideology, if you will, of the American Revolution and the Russian Revolution in the sense you intend to, or might possibly?
There has been some work done, but I'd like to find a unique angle, potentially looking really at those positive rights versus negative rights as our country was founded on.
1 minute.
And, really dig into something unique that can hopefully help the current political environment as well, not just for academic knowledge, but to give use.
Yeah, another angle of that is how, at the highest level, right now, the philosophies that led to the Russian Revolution seem to be more the philosophies that our lead authoritarian bureaucrats have than the philosophies of the American Revolution.
That's right. And I think if you look at like the United Nations, Declaration of Human Rights as compared to our Declaration of Independence, where they lay out all these, positive human rights, it's really in contrast to what our country was founded upon. And it's much more similar to something like, Soviet Union's Declaration of Independence, but their constitution and all the guarantees that they supposedly gave their citizens for their freedoms, you know. So we saw how that worked out, and I think that we're on the same kind of path in a lot of the world. And these politicians in our country who want to just hand power over to these centralized bureaucracies, these globalist-type institutions, I think it's really a problem, and I think there's something to learn from looking in the past.
Yeah, I think it's that focus on centralization versus individual, independent decision-making that is the key
That's
to
right.
all that. Dominic Sansone, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Good luck up there in Hill City.
Thanks so much, Michael.
All right, my friend. We'll have more when we get back. Aaron Culbertson joins us, the official guest host of the Tennessee Star Report, back after this.